I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1941. That was the day that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave a speech that would become one of the defining moments of his presidency. The world was embroiled in the Second World War. Debates raged about whether the United States should enter the conflict. At this critical time, Roosevelt delivered his State of the Union address. It became known as the Four Freedoms Speech. In it, President Roosevelt proposed four fundamental freedoms that should be shared by everyone in the world. They included the freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and the freedom from fear. Freedom of speech and freedom of worship had long been enshrined in the United States Constitution. But by declaring that people deserved freedom from want and fear, Roosevelt was charting new ground. It was this belief that undergirded his New Deal policies aimed at helping those devastated by the Great Depression. In his speech, Roosevelt declared that there were basic expectations by the people of the United States. They included jobs for those who can work, security for those who need it, the ending of special privilege for the few, the preservation of civil liberties for all, the enjoyment of the fruits of scientific progress in a wider and constantly rising standard of living. He then called for an increase in pensions, unemployment insurance, and access to medical care and jobs. In 1943, after the United States had entered the war, the Saturday Evening Post published a series of paintings by Norman Rockwell portraying each of the four freedoms outlined in the speech. The paintings by the popular artist helped to spread the idea of the freedoms to the American public. It's worth asking how far we've come in realizing these four freedoms today. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.